T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Is your artist of the day on this Tuesday throwback to the 80s?
Smiling, my cousin just got out of surgery.
What'd she have?
Just the worst diagnosis and luck right out of the gate. And she's doing well, but there's a reason I'm going to tell you this story. She was telling me that she, you know, just turned 40 and went in for her very first mammogram. I mean, think about it. Scott, age 40. Like, she was right on it.
I don't have boobs.
When age 40 is when you go.
Okay.
She's going in.
Okay. All right.
And, you know, they'll tell you, even though she has no family history, a big percentage of those who are diagnosed with breast cancer don't have a family history. So she goes in, very first mammogram out of the gate, and they come back after they read it, and they said, yeah, there's something in there. We need to go back in. And so they go back in. She didn't have one lump. I think she had three. And she is so brave. She, you know, has two kids, and opted for the double
mastectomy.
Yes. And she's out of surgery and doing great. But, you know, it is a reminder right now with everyone delaying, a lot of people delaying just your normal health checkups. Please go get your normal health checkups, because she got her mammogram right out of the gate. And had she waited, I think the result would have been very, very bad for her. And now she's doing good, doesn't even need chemotherapy. They're going to keep an eye on her. She's going to have reconstructive surgery here down the road and should be fine.
Mm. God bless her.
I was like, right out of the gate, your first one. And, you know, I just made my appointment about 5 days ago to get in there and get that done. So got to get it done.
When was the last time you had it done?
It's been, and this worries me, it's been over a year. I'm always right at a year, right at a year, right at a year. Mm-hmm. Well, my right at a year was right when the pandemic hit.
Oh,
yeah.
Back in March.
Yeah. So I'm, you know, not horrifically overdue, but overdue enough that, you know, I'm like, when can you get me in?
When are you going to get that colonoscopy?
I need to look at the calendar and see, you know.
Not a joke.
Yeah, I know. Oh, I know.
That's serious business.
And I'm 46, and you're supposed to, they just back that up. Women should, no pun intended, that women should now get that done at 45. Back it up. No, really.
Crazy.
No, the doctor said back it up. Here comes the hose.
Yep. Yeah, that doesn't bother me at all.
When are you going to get that done, though?
Soon. I need to look at the calendar.
See, I'm due for my, you know, I've been getting colonoscopy since I was 25.
Yeah, what if you go in and get yours done the same day I go in and get mine done?
Well, then we can sit there and pull the curtain back and go, what up? What up?
Hello, propofol.
Oh, it's good.
I had to go pick Chris up after his. He gets in the car and is totally fine. I thought he'd be loopy.
You're not supposed to drive.
Right.
Because you are still a little bit loopy. But that thing wears off pretty quickly.
Yeah,
I remember the last time I got mine done was probably 4 or 5 years ago. And by the afternoon, I was good. I was sitting at home watching TV. Remember, I tweeted my prep.
I'm aware.
And everybody will tell you, the prep is worse than the procedure.
Yeah.
The prep, and it sneaks.
It's not pleasant.
Well, it's not bad. God knows I've had enough of these things. Probably 4 or 5. The prep doesn't bother you early on. I mean, it's just gross. The Go-Lite, yeah. Or whatever you have to drink.
That gross stuff you got to drink.
Yeah. And then about 5 o'clock in the afternoon, you get the blah, 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 blah. And you're like, oh.
I'm going to look this up. I read this the other day, especially with heart stuff. Yeah, this was earlier on. 31% of Americans were delaying trips to the doctor because of COVID. Where did it go? I want to find the latest information, because the heart one is the big one. If you're having any numbness, tightness in the chest, my God, do not put that off because you don't want to go to a hospital because of COVID.
I went to KU Med today. I'll be honest. I was nervous walking in there.
You just wear your mask.
I did wear my mask. And I brought in hand sanitizer and all kinds of crazy stuff.
Yeah, it says patients worried about contracting COVID have for months canceled doctor's appointments for managing chronic conditions. Now, this is dangerous, like diabetes, delayed preventative care such as vaccinations, and put off diagnostic work. Not me, man.
So you're going in.
I'm going in. I mean, you put off that mole, Scott, and God knows what that could have. If you had put off that mole for any longer, you know, that's the kind of stuff you got to stay on top of, or, you know, you get that call that, you know, are you sitting down?
Do doctors really say that?
Are
you sitting down?
I've had friends say they say things like, are you in a place where you can talk?
Oh, God.
Or we're going to need you to come in. That's the one you don't want. I would say, you tell me right now.
You do not screw
Are you
with
in a
this.
Place where you... No, I'm not coming in. You tell me right now.
Yeah, I'm not coming in to get COVID. You tell me right now.
I wonder if there's something where they're not really allowed to tell you like a ton of bad stuff over the phone or
Why
something.
Why wouldn't they be able to tell you over the phone? I'm trying to remember how my mom found out that she had her cancers. I want to say that they told her to come in, but I don't remember.
That's terrible. We're going to need you to come in.
I'm not doing the drive of death.
No, no.
I mean, the suspense would kill you. It's like getting a text from your significant other. Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Later?
Yeah.
It's
can
like
we talk?
We need to talk
or
now.
We need to talk. That's even worse. We need to talk.
Yeah. It's not can we talk.
We need to talk. What do I do?
I am not doing that drive to you. You tell me, you son of a. You tell me right now. Would you want that over the phone?
I wouldn't want to delay it. We can fit you in next Wednesday between 9 a.m. and noon. No.
Dr. Death will be able to read you your verdict.
You tell me right now, Dr. Death.
Man, that would be awful. Anyway, Dana's right. Don't put this stuff off. I went and got 2 things of pre-cancer taken off today. Don't screw around with your health. Don't do it. I'm going to get my
bottom
scope.
If dogs can sniff out COVID and some cancers.
Which is true. Yep.
Why don't we just have cancer sniffing dogs in the lobby of every doctor's office?
Seriously?
Think of the money that you could spend on the delayed care for those very serious cancers. Like if a dog could sniff out, you know, I don't know, say esophageal or pancreatic, you know, the really bad ones that you don't know, ovarian, you don't know it until it's been in there for so long that it's bad once you find out. Why are we not using that more often than...
So you walk into the lobby of the hospital and they say, we need to take your temperature here, Mrs. Wright.
Yeah.
Okay, 98.7, you're good to go. Oh, wait a minute.
Scruffy over here.
Scruffy's
He's
got
pointing.
Some.
Yeah.
Oh, Mrs. Wright, it looks like you're not getting a physical today.
You're like, I just have Arby's in my bag.
You're going
Scruffy.
Straight to oncology.
Stand down, Scruffy. I just ate McDonald's.
You're going straight to oncology.
Why are we not using that? Now, with COVID, I understand. They're still trying to figure out if the dogs get it from a human, the sniffing dogs, the beagles, if they then lose their ability to smell. But a study out this week said they trained 8 dogs in 1 week to accurately smell COVID 94% of the time. Out of 1,200 samples, they smelled 900 and, you know, whatever that percentage was. Huge percentage of it.
576-7798. 576-7798. She was a bebop baby on a hard day's night. She was hanging on Johnny, he was holding on tight. Oh, I could feel her coming from a mile away. There was no use talking, there was nothing to say when the band began to play, play. And we danced like a wave on the ocean. But well, we guess we're going to have to make the doors a little bigger here. Get her head through them. The Best of Kansas City from Kansas City Magazine has just come out. And the best radio personality in Kansas City is none other than Dana Wright. Runner-up is Johnny Dare. Scott Parks is nowhere to be seen. It's okay. I'm trying. There was also the best radio show, but I'm trying to figure out who got that, and I can't find it online.
I'm looking, but it looks like Mark Alford won in the news category.
TV news.
Hmm.
Well, Dana, congratulations. That's great.
Thank you.
Good for you. That's fantastic. It's not good for me, but, you know. Oh, wait, here we go. Oh, okay, I'm on it. I'm on it.
You're
I'm
on it. It? You're on it?
Here we go.
We got it.
Best local politician is, or best community activist is Quentin Lucas.
Okay.
Runner-up is Patrick Mahomes. I'm not really sure what he's done, but.
All of it.
Best radio personality, Dana Wright. Runner-up, Johnny Dare. Best local TV personality, no. The winner is Gary Lezak.
Okay.
Runner-up is Mark Alford.
Okay.
Best local meteorologist is Gary Lezak. Runner-up, Brian Busby, our good friend.
Yes.
Best local sports TV anchor is Mick Schaefer.
Best local TV anchor.
Oh, hello.
Wait.
Best local TV anchor, Chris Katz, ladies and gentlemen. Chris Katz.
And Scott.
Best local radio show, Dana and Parks.
Oh, yay!
We won! All right.
Well, thank you all for voting. That's exciting.
So, Scott, by yourself, you're number 2. But with Dana, you're number 1.
I'm number 1 with Dana.
She brings you up.
Best morning talk show is Johnny Dare. And the runner-up is the Fox 4 morning show. Interesting. Best local radio show, Dana and Parks, took first place.
Well, that makes me happy.
Well, doggone it. Thanks, guys. Thank you.
New name, Dana and the Deuce.
I'm so glad that Chris was awarded best local TV anchor, because that would have been super awkward at dinner
super
tonight.
Awkward.
I mean, how was your day, babe?
He's not on the air right now.
I don't know.
Hang on. I'm going to call and congratulate him.
You should.
I'm going to do it right now. Let's see here.
Local Twitter feed by far, bar none, is Lawrence Police Department.
Yeah, they're good.
Well, that's exciting.
Yep. Hang on. Let's see if we can get him on the horn here. I know we got to go. We'll be quick.
Sports anchor went to Mick Schaefer, who I adore.
I already said that.
Oh, good.
Well, you're going to have to pop a cork tonight.
I know.
Hello.
Hey, buddy. Hey, I just want to say congratulations.
Regarding?
Kansas City Magazine has named you best local TV anchor.
Get out.
Yes!
I'm not kidding.
Get out.
Mark Alford was number two, but Chris Ketz is number one.
Get out.
Yep. Guess who the best radio personality was?
I have no idea.
Dana Wright. It's just a house full of winners. Just a house of winners.
Well, congratulations, honey.
Well, and to you. I said, I'm so glad you won, because that would have been awkward tonight.
Hey, number two, would you like to come hang out with number one?
Exactly. Yeah, well, I get that anyway. I'm Mr. Dana Wright. You know that, don't you?
I know. And we got best local radio show.
Of course you did. Yeah. Of course you did. Who else is there? Nobody.
Well,
end of story.
But on best local personality, I was nowhere to be found.
I think it was an oversight. We'll get him next year.
No, I was nowhere to be found.
Clearly, there needs to be an investigation into this. There's mm-hmm. something afoul here.
I agree.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hey, did Dana tell you about her license tag renewal drama this afternoon?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Well, I told you I couldn't renew it.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did. They wouldn't let me renew it because it's the 28th and there's 31 days.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. On the online thing. Yeah, yeah.
Did she tell you how it ended?
No.
Go ahead, honey. Go ahead, honey. Share it with Scott and the audience.
Chris has the app and was able to renew my tag.
In about 30 seconds.
In about 30 seconds.
Yeah, maybe. You know what? Maybe 45. Maybe 45.
Honey, that is why you probably are number one.
It's probably closer to 30 seconds. But anyway, that is it.
Hang on. I got to send a picture of this to Kelly. She won't believe it.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations, dear.
Well, congratulations, dear. Right back at you.
All right.
Oh, you guys are so
cute.
Go
read me my news.
Okay.
Read me my news.
Okay.
Now. Goodbye. Well, congratulations. Good for you.
That's fun.
Yeah, I've created a monster. News is next. Problem, Houston. You hear what happened with the Miami Marlins?
Yes.
Not only did their game get canceled last night, postponed, sorry.
Game is like
into our room.
This is such a good song.
It is a good one. Not only did their game last night get postponed, mm-hmm. game tonight is postponed. 12 players have contracted coronavirus. Major League Baseball has said they cannot play through Sunday. They are 4 games into the season.
Mm.
And Major League Baseball has already said, you're done through Sunday.
Well, that's only, 5 days?
No, Dana, that's pretty much 7. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Well, that's only a week. It's not like they're saying you're done for the rest of the season.
It's a week out of a 60-game season.
Well, I mean,
there's a lot of doubleheaders to make up.
This season at the end of the year is going to have a big old asterisk by it, as with everything.
If you
where it'll say, this was the winner, ..
Yeah.
However.
If you win the World Series this year, are you really the World Series winner?
I think there's an asterisk by it.
Sorry to interrupt you. I beg your pardon.
Like with KU, we
exactly.
won.
That's exactly
I knew where you were going with this. Mm-hmm. We won, and then we weren't allowed to win again because they took the season away. And so there's a joke that there should be a banner hanging, and you've seen the meme in Allen Fieldhouse that says 2020 asterisk, you know, COVID winner. I don't know how you crown the winners this year. I don't know.
I mean, KU finished the season at number one.
Yes, they did.
And
then the season ended.
And then I remember I flew to Mexico and I'm sitting in my room at the hotel at the GR, and I'm watching CNN International.
Yeah.
And right down the ticker on our second day there, NCAA cancels March Madness. And
yep.
Kelly was on the phone with my mom on the balcony.
Yeah. Did you blow water out your face?
I screamed out, holy S-bomb.
Yeah.
Kelly comes running and she goes, what? I go, the whole world just went to crap. She goes, what are you talking about? I go, NCAA just canceled March Madness. She goes, oh, God. And then we realized how serious this thing was.
Yeah.
What's the NCAA going to do? Are they just not going to crown a winner?
Was there a One Shining Moment song at the end?
No. But there was a number one team at the end of the season.
Correct.
And it was KU.
Did they bonus on that?
I don't think
There's an
so.
Interesting legal question.
I don't think so.
You still get your bonus?
Did you win the national championship?
Well, we did not win it.
I don't believe the
That's
contract.
That's why I should be a lawyer. Did you win it? We did not win it. As I recall, we did not win the damn thing.
I am the arbitrator.
Fact. I want my bonus.
I don't know.
Not to bring everybody down, but you know I'm fascinated by sharks. Did you hear a New York City woman
in Maine
was killed by a great white? I thought it was just an attack. It killed her.
Mm-hmm.
Authorities in Maine today say the woman killed in a rare shark attack, which never makes me feel better because it's rare until it's you. And then you're like, really? Off the state's coast was 63-year-old resident of New York City. The shark bite killed Julie Hollowock, according to the Maine Department of Resources. The shark was later confirmed to be a great white, and it fatally bit her off of Bailey Island on Monday while she was swimming. This is interesting. It marks the first fatal shark attack in the state's history.
First in
the state's history. A witness saw Hollowock swimming off the shore, oh God, with her daughter, when she was bitten. Two kayakers helped her get to shore, and ambulance, you know, showed up. She was pronounced dead at the scene. Hollowock's daughter was not hurt. They were 30 to 40 feet offshore.
Now, in fairness, and I was watching something on TV last night, shark attacks kill roughly 5 human beings per year. Per year. So that is before we all go getting all crazy. By the way, do you remember, and this was part of the TV show I was watching last night. I can't remember what it was. Do you remember what the big story was? There were two big stories before 9/11.
No.
There was the congressman and his missing...
Chandra Levy. Okay. Uh-huh.
And there was another big story about some young boy who was killed by a shark off the coast of North Carolina. And people were freaking out about shark attacks. And then 9/11 happened.
Yeah.
Boom. Right off the map.
Gary Condit. How do I remember that name?
That's
but I remember
right.
that
Gary
name.
Gary Condit and Chandra Levy. Yep.
And he ended up being innocent, even though he looked guilty as sin at the time.
Well, he did have an affair with her.
Yes.
But he did not kill her.
I think he was trying to hide evidence of the affair, not hide evidence of a murder, because it ended up being she was jogging and somebody grabbed her. But they described the attack as highly unusual. The rarity, though, of the event does not mean it's not going to happen again.
Oh, calm.
Well, I'm going to tell you, Scott, this was on is it Nat Geo that does Shark Week? I'm trying to remember.
Yeah, I think so.
About a week ago, I was in my kitchen watching this, and they were talking about... It had something to do with the temperature in the water, obviously the seals, and something else they felt was playing into an increase in these. Not necessarily deaths, but an increase in incidents involving humans and sharks right off the coast.
Okay.
God, that poor woman's daughter. Oy. Oy.
Why don't you just walk in about 10 feet and just stay there?
Because 30 feet is not that far in. Man. No, it is not.
Discovery does Shark Week.
Okay. 30 feet out, Scott, you're in many cases, the water comes to your knees.
No, you're right. It's not that far out. You're absolutely right.
Hoy.
Close the beaches. Close them down. Anyway. I don't know how we got on to Shark Week.
I don't remember.
Or the shark attack.
I just saw that she died, and I'm so like, that just freaks me out. It always freaks me out.
Are you afraid to go into the ocean?
No. But I always feel like there's going to be one when I'm in the water.
Like even out in Mexico?
Yeah. I have a weird thing with sharks.
I don't even think they have sharks in Mexico. I think they're cold water animals.
One of the things I want to know is how do they know this was a great white? And is it just out there still roaming around or?
Well, he's not turning himself in.
But how do you know it's a great white?
Somebody says on the text line it was a tiger shark.
Everything I've seen.
Sorry, a bull shark.
Everything I've seen say it's a great white.
Well,
yes.
What do you do?
It is. Scientists were able to later identify the shark as a great white using a tooth fragment. They are not common in Maine, which is the very northern tip of their range, but recent summers have brought reports of sightings of the giant fish.
They are a fish.
Yeah.
What do you mean? Is it still roaming? What are you going to do? Go out and kill it? How are you going to find out? Dental records?
Wow.
Pull every great white and compare DNA from the teeth.
Wow.
Oh, you're missing a tooth.
Yeah, I don't know. They're saying those kayakers are heroes because they jumped in and got her out, which I think anyone would do. You would have to.
Excuse me?
You would have to.
Jump into water where I know there's a great white?
Well, they were already in the water in a kayak.
She's already dead.
You have a kayak paddler thing that you can use.
A paddle?
Yeah, that.
No. You want me to jump into water where
I
know
there's... No, that's not what I said. You are already in the water in a kayak, so of course they help. They were less than 10 feet away when it happened.
Yeah, and I'm grabbing the kid and hauling ass to the shore.
Oh, no, you would not. I know you, and I know you would help her.
Lady, you're fish food. I'm grabbing your kid, and we're going to shore.
This is why I don't vacation with you.
Kid, get on the kayak. We're going in. Mom's gone. Sorry.
Holowak was in a black wetsuit while the younger woman looked like a seal. Mm-hmm. I've always heard that.
If you have to get into a wetsuit to get into the ocean, the water's already too cold. Don't do it. Somebody writes in, sharks are tasty. That's true. I had a shark sandwich at Taste of Chicago in 1994. They're delicious.
Yeah, marine officials said Holowak was likely mistaken for a seal because of the wetsuit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-mm. 576-7798. Dana Wright, who has just been named the number one radio personality in all of Kansas City. I am Scott Parks. I didn't even make the list.
You make my list.
Aw, thanks.
Not toward the top, but you're on the list.
Thanks, buddy.
Honorable mention.
And the Dana and Parks Show was named the number one radio show in Kansas City this afternoon.
Thank you to you all who voted. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Yes. Sam Stevie the third. I'm Scott Parks. Dana Wright on KMBZ. Hang on. Here's the only reason I would call into question the results of the Kansas City Magazine poll, which found that Dana Wright was Kansas City's favorite radio personality over Johnny Dare. Now, Johnny Dare did win Best Morning Talk Show Host.
As he should.
Of course. And Dana and Parks won Best Radio Show over The Church of Laszlo. Here's the only problem I have with this survey. Under the category of Best Golf Course, the runner-up was the National Golf Club.
God, I love the National.
That's a great one. Up in Parkville. Didn't Jack Nicklaus design that one?
It is absolutely stunning. And yes, that's called Nicklaus.
Okay. The winner for best golf course was the Nelson Adkins Museum of Art.
No, no. The National's Tom Watson. Lock Lloyd and the National are Tom Watson.
Okay.
The winner for what?
The winner for best golf course in Kansas City was the Nelson Adkins Museum of Art.
What?
Play a lot of golf there?
Do they have outdoor putt-putt there? I'm almost positive they do. One of my girls did that for a charity deal earlier in the year.
Putt-putt.
Yes. I think they need to say next year it has to actually be a golf course. Because I would agree with the National.
Mm-hmm. There is a 9-hole mini golf course.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
What I don't get is the best local mascot being Paul Rudd. Is he a mascot?
Yeah, Paul Rudd was also named best mascot over
Riggle?
Casey Wolf.
Casey Wolf, yeah. No, yeah, not why, Riggle, why, Paul Rudd.
Why do we have a wolf?
Why is Paul Rudd considered a mascot?
Fair question.
That's a good question.
Very fair. Did you see, you know how the Royals this week started putting the fake fans in the seats? Did you see that? Let me look. I think it was Channel 5 that put like a helicopter up or something over it. So you can see the staff, they are actually out there right now, Scott, putting the fake people in the seats.
I want to be a fake person.
I do too. And so I think it was $40 and season ticket holders get to do their photo first. And yes, you can do somebody funny like the Queen of England. They would prefer you don't do someone like Ted Bundy, but you know, these fake fans are going to be in the seats.
Somebody put a dog up there.
Somebody in another stadium put their golden retriever.
Diamondback Stadium. Like, yeah, there were two dogs behind the home plate.
Front and center, there is a dog behind home plate. It is my favorite thing ever.
Best music venue in Kansas City, indoor or outdoor, go.
Knuckleheads.
No.
Oh.
That did win for best place to see local music.
Oh, okay.
Best music venue in all of Kansas City.
Oh, well, Starlight.
Starlight was number two, actually.
Okay.
Sorry, T-Mobile Center?
No.
Midland?
No.
Uptown?
You guys are missing a really big one with great acoustics.
If it's not Starlight, I don't know.
Kauffman Center.
Oh, yes, of course. Duh.
Best outdoor music venue.
Starlight.
Yep. Number two?
Knuckleheads.
Crossroads.
Oh, yeah.
And then I want to hear, like, best drag show was at Hamburger Mary's, of course. We've got to go to these places. Best arcade, Updown KC. We have got to go there.
I love Updown. It's a lot of fun.
They have Defender.
Oh,
I believe they do have the original Defender arcade machine.
You'll need to mask up to go in there, but they have all of the old school, like Donkey Kong,
Asteroid.
All of them.
They
have a Pac-Man table.
Oh my God.
A full Pac-Man table, 4 players.
Okay. They have Defender, like the original?
I believe they have the arcade machine Defender, yes.
Scott, they have Q-Bert.
Q-Bert?
They also have a Nintendo 64 with like every game you can think of. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good place to go. Best dance party?
Would be in Raytown. Funky Town.
Yes. Funky Town 1. And best local musician is still Marilyn May. Still kicking in her 80s.
Good.
All right, news is next. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. I'm Scott Parks on KMBZ.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.